In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We continue to celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. And if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Follow me, the Son of God, who loves him and gave his life for him. So we look at this, we see all aspects of the soul being demanded of us here. Soul, it desires, the soul acts, and the soul knows. So desire to follow, to come after him, a act to take up your cross and follow him, and to know him, the Son of God, who loves you and gave his life for you. So all aspects of the soul are demanded of us at this time. So let's take a look at some of the scriptures to help us see maybe a little bit more in depth what this means for us and how we can accomplish it ourselves. So we hear from St. Paul, I have been crucified with Christ. Father gave us last week an issue of telling us about baptism and how we die to our appetites in baptism. We are dead to our appetites. Although they don't seem to be dead sometimes. St. John Chrysostom says, as sin, when it has mastery in itself, is the vital principle and leads the soul whether it will. So when you let sin get there and you move, it just moves you. It moves you. But we have entered another life, says St. John. But we've entered another life. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You know, we're captured by the appetites of gluttony, anger, sloth, envy, pride, lust, greed. But we have another life. This is not how we need to live. We can live on this other side. Be contemperate, be loving, be diligent, be content, be humble, be chaste, and be generous. So what side of the street do you want to live on? I remember I took a trip with Mother Melania one time, the abbess up at Calistoga, and she was studying St. John Chrysostom, and she said, I've said this before, you'll probably remember, you know, St. John says there's only two categories of people. Saints and the insane. Think about it. Gluttony, anger, sloth, envy, pride, and lust, and greed. Is that where you want to live? It's insanity. Temperance, love, diligence, contentment, humility, chastity, generosity. This is where you find life. Saints. So we have this choice and we fight with this all the time. But beloved, know that God has given you strength to live on that right side of the street. And if you fall on the other side, repent and get back to the right side of the street. This is our life. I've been crucified with Christ. I'm dead to these things. And I know when I participate in them, they bring death to me. Lord, I don't want this anymore. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Help me live on the right side of the street. So no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. This should help us. When I read this passage, I jumped with my mind right to some words of St. Nikolai that I shared with you before about the heart, guarding the heart. This is very powerful. If you can kind of keep this deep in your conscience, it helps you. St. Nikolai says, the heart is the home of the Father, the altar of the Son, and the workshop of the Holy Spirit. Think about that. God is in you, beloved. God is with you. The Father calls your heart his home. The Son calls your heart his altar. The Holy Spirit calls your heart his workshop. This is very powerful for us. So we need to live with a guarded heart So let me read some words from St. John Chrysostom again. Where there is faith, there's love. Where there's love, there is peace. Where there's peace, there is blessings. Where there are blessings, God is there. Where God is, we lack nothing. Kind of a little St. Patrick way he talked to that. So love, peace, and joy. This is how we are called to live in Christ. Freedom from sinful thoughts, sinful desires, sinful deeds, sinful words. We're called to live in freedom from those things. We need to understand that to do that, we need to draw closer and closer to God. When you pray, you draw near to God. When you do an act of mercy, you draw near to God. When you fast and use self-restraint, you draw near to God. And when you draw near to God, then these blessings begin to flow. When we live close to Christ, it's where our heart and life is most fulfilled, successful. Live in there. Live there. Your heart is the home of the Father, the altar of the Son, the workshop of the Holy Spirit. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. We hear these words also from St. Paul, to be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. By the works of the law, no man is justified. This can become a little problem for us at times. Desire to save my life, desire to gain the world, to follow my path, create my own list, determining what laws I want to follow, what laws I don't. I like those, and don't like these, so I'm just going to push those away. Create my own standards, create my own religion. Build my own Tower of Babel. I can do that, legally, but all without God. This is a disaster waiting to happen, despair and frustration, and at a point in time, we can become ashamed of God. Think about the Pharisees and the scribes. That's what happened to them. They followed the law and became ashamed of Christ. So we have to be very careful that we're not falling into a legalistic way we live life. We live a life of faith in Christ where we live near to Him. So let's continue and hear some other beautiful words that will help us along the way. Being justified by faith in Christ, to lose our life for His sake and for the sake of the gospel. We're called to live, beloved, in union with God, not according to the law, but the law will be fulfilled in us if we live with God, for God, and gain our life in Christ. When I read this, this psalm always pops into my head. I will love you, Lord, my strength. You're my firm foundation, my refuge, and my deliverer. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. You're my firm foundation, my refuge, and my deliverer. So as I was contemplating this, I was reading St. Nikolai Zycha and some words from St. Theodora to you, to me, about living this life in Christ. Blessed Theodora, a strange child without a word, accepting it from her slanders, and took the child on her own. Out of love, she brought up the child to the fear of God. At the time of her death, she counseled the child thus. Listen to these words. What more does a man need than God and his divine love? He's our treasure. He's our riches, our food and drink, our clothing and shelter, our health and strength, our mirth and joy, our hope and our confidence. Strive, my son, she says, to be with him. If you find the one God, that is enough for you. You'll find more joy in him than if you found the whole world. Saint Theodora. For us, these words, this is our God. This is how we are supposed to live in this place of joy, contentment. So, beloved, do all you can to draw near to Him. In prayer, know when you pray, you're drawing near to Him. When you're acting merciful, forgiving, and practicing the virtues, all those are ways to draw near to Him. If you sin, repent. Repent. That's one of the great gifts God gave to us is repentance. The saints say repentance is a joy because it allows us to, it waters the blessings of thanksgiving. We gain great thanks to God when we know our sins are forgiven us. So these things are important to us, to draw near to God. So we need to keep working at these things, understanding that there is an effort out there we're to make. In Corinthians, the struggle here, I'll just share this with you because it's helped me. Cast down, St. John says, nothing can be done which offends Christ. That's kind of our goal, not to sin. St. John's words, St. Paul's words, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And being ready to punish all disobedience. Now, this is very important to you. You can do this. When a thought comes to you, capture it. And let Christ sit right next to it and say, is this a thought I want to accept? Is this a deed I want to do? Is this a word I want to say? When it's sit next to Christ, evaluate it. Bring captivity, that thought to captivity. Capture it. And let Christ sit next to it. That's a powerful way to live the Christian life. Well, I'll share this with you because it's a part. It's good for you to know that I don't do very well at this at times. Okay, so yesterday a thought came to me and I captivated it. And then I let it go. It just took me down. So forgive me. Forgive me. But that's what, you ever had that thought that sits there and you let it do what it's going to do? It takes you down. It takes you down. Don't let, take it captivity to the obedience of Christ. This is how we're called to live as Christians. That's a powerful spiritual activity for us. Take that thought and let it sit next to Christ and see what happens to it. See, punish it. He says it. He says, being ready to punish all disobedience. Punish it. No, you get out of here. I don't want you. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that. Okay, you can do this with the help of God. That's the importance here. So here today, let us conclude. We come here today to be near to God, to receive His blessings. We come to church to participate in the great act of Holy Communion. So let me give some words to you again from St. Nikolai. God came to visit the earth, bringing unspeakable treasures, royal gifts, incorruptible, eternal, priceless, irreplaceable gifts. That's what you come here to do. So, know this, let your heart dance for joy. My wife loved that because you can dance for joy in heaven. It's a good thing. Strive to cleanse your hands. Purify your senses. Wash your souls. Whiten your heart. Set your mind straight that you may receive the royal gifts. So we come today before the righteousness of God in the communion of the saints, the love of the brethren, the power and prayer of the Holy Mother and our beloved patron, St. Athanasius, and participate in the body and blood of Christ. So, beloved, so may we all today come after him. Deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. The Son of God, who loves us and gave himself for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.